Welcome to episode 86 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to talk about the secret to avoiding spiritual burnout. Let's dive in. It's rather interesting and sad to me to recognize that with all our modern technological advances and all the benefits of the apps and the cell phones and the computers, it appears that as a culture, we are more stressed, more tired, and just more at the end of our ropes than ever before. I mean, you look around the world today, and it just seems like people are constantly living in a state of just depression or emotional distress or just the pressures of life are overwhelming. What am I to do? Or the midlife crisis issues. And I, for one, believe we don't have to live that way. And I recognize that throughout history, no doubt people have had a lot of pressures and stress and all that kind of stuff. But it seems like we are living in an unprecedented age of tiredness and burnout and stress. Have you ever met someone who's just at the end of the rope, that they are completely burned out and have no idea what to do next? See, that's completely different than this idea of just being tired or worn out. See, we all get tired. We all get worn out at some point. No matter what job you have or whatever it is that you do, there comes a point when, man, if you put a lot of hours in over the course of a few days, you just get naturally tired. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's amazing to realize that God made our bodies need sleep. And personally, I think I have a love-hate relationship with this. Because I desperately love sleep. I just love just, you know, curling up in my bed with my covers and my blankets and reading a book and falling asleep and just having that rejuvenation and that rest. And yet at the same point, I really wish my body could just live on 3 hours of sleep so I can maximize my day and get so much more done. But God made our bodies need rest and needs rejuvenation. And there's nothing wrong. And if you go through a period where you're just doing a lot of work and your body is just tired, well, sometimes the most spiritual thing that you can do is maybe take a nap or go to bed early. That is very different than this idea of burnout. See, burnout is that place where you're just so emotionally spent and you're all the pressures of life and work and just whatever's going on is just bringing to the point where you feel like you're at the end of the rope. You can't go on another day. Did you know that there is a secret to avoid burnout, that you never have to be burned out? Now, you can apply this to any job or any aspect of life you want to, but it's interesting to me that when you look at the ministry specifically, every single month we have countless pastors who are leaving the ministry, not because they're retiring, but because they're just overwhelmed with all the pressures and all the people issues and all the circumstances and the shepherding role that they're called to, yet they just can't go on anymore. They feel burned out. But regardless of whether you're in ministry or whether you're a stay-at-home mom with a bunch of kids or whether you're a plumber or a teacher or a circus clown, the potential for burnout is still there. So what do we as Christians do with this idea of burnout? Before I give you the secret, I just want to give you a quick thought. You recognize that as a believer, our lives are to be Christ-like, that when the world sees how you and I live and think and behave and talk, they are to see Jesus Christ, that the world should know that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords because they see Him living in and through your life. Which means if you're at a place where you're burnt out and you're just emotionally spent and you're just hanging on for dear life, you realize what you're declaring to the world is, that's what Jesus is like. I mean, could you imagine Jesus in his 3 years of ministry getting to the end of that thing going, oh, I am done. I can't go any further. I have no more hope. I'm just at the end of my rope. That is so far-fetched from what the Gospels declare. And it seems realistic that when God is in our life, demonstrating himself through us, well, then our life should reflect the life of Jesus Christ, which means that burnout should not define us. Now, again, I'm not talking about the times where you're going through an intense season and you know, you get little sleep for a time. Yeah, maybe you need to get a nap or go to bed early for a couple of days. But I'm talking about the prolonged periods of just overwhelm and stress and heaviness and depression and just the I just can't go on anymore kind of stuff. So how do we handle that? Well, the secret to avoiding burnout, well, it's rather simple. It's you must be in the Word of God. See, the secret to avoiding burnout is you need to be a man or a woman of the Word. One of my mentors pulled me aside once and said, Nathan, do you recognize that the secret to burnout is you must be continually, constantly in the Word of God? See, as you get into the Word of God, not just for information, but to know Jesus and to be transformed by truth, that when the Word of God is changing you, it literally keeps you from burnout. Yeah, you'll have times when you're tired, and yes, there'll be times when you're exhausted, and go take a nap. But if you want to avoid burnout in life and in ministry, the key is you must be in the Word. And then he kind of told a little joke, and he said, could you imagine you have this pastor, and you can put this in any scenario you want, so whatever your profession is. But he says, imagine this pastor, and the pastor just says, oh, I'm just at the end of my rope. I'm not sure if I can go on any longer. I'm so tired, and my people are just draining me, and the board members and the elders are just yelling in my face all the time. We got to change this, and we got to do this, and no one's liking my sermons, and I just don't think I can handle any more. But wow, the Word of God is opening up in an amazing ways, and God is revealing truth, and He's changing the inner parts of my life, and I have a renewed mind and a new focus, and wow, I love the Word of God and Jesus more than ever before. My mentor said, do you recognize that those two statements will never be said together? And it's interesting, when I come to the Word of God and I allow the Word of God to expose itself, and the Holy Spirit begins to reveal truth in my life, and then He takes that truth and embeds it deep within my life and begins to transform me by the power of the truth, it keeps me from burnout. Wouldn't it be interesting as a Christian that we never burn out, but we always burn up? That somehow year by year by year, our passion and our desire and our just, oh, excitement for Jesus only increases and expands and gets better and better and better. I mean, if you think I love Jesus now, woo, just wait another year or two. In fact, give me 10 years and I'm just going to be, whew, I mean, I just can't even imagine. See, I don't want to burn out, but I do want to burn up. And the only way that I'm going to avoid burnout in my life as a Christian is that I must be continually getting into God's Word, not just reading it, but allowing God to expose and reveal the truth in my life. See, I need to be coming to the Word of God and allowing it to transform my heart and my mind, that it changes how I think and act and behave and talk. See, what would happen if the cry of my heart is, oh God, change me by your Word, reveal truth to me. And yes, you need a reading plan, and we've talked about that many times on this podcast. And you also need to be studying the Bible, and we've talked about that a lot as well. But is your life marked by the Word of God? No matter what your profession is, and no matter what you're heading into, and no matter how you feel at this very moment, are you a man or a woman of the Word? For that is the only way you are going to make it in the days to come. So if you want to save thousands of dollars of counseling fees and all the stress and all the pressure of life and ministry and your job, you need to be a man or a woman who is consistently getting into the Word of God. And oh, I really want that for you. And I'm cheering you on unto that end. Well, I hope that was just a fresh encouragement and a reminder for why you need to be in the Word of God. If you like other resources about how to study the Bible or Bible reading plans, I encourage you to check out the show notes for this episode at deeperchristian.com/86 for episode number 86. And as always, thanks for listening to the Deeper Christian Podcast. Until next time, know I am cheering you on as you build your life around Jesus Christ.